What's up, everybody? Jay here. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties tonight trying to get our show going. So we're having to go back to our backup plan, which is Anchor FM. Thank you, Anchor, for being there for us, for our coaches' shows, and now for our racing and wrestling. I'm going to kind of go back over the racing just a little bit, just in case those who was watching had any kind of issues. We understand there was a server issue, so I do apologize. First thing was Kurt Busch talked to reporters today, saying that he feels like he might be able to be back before the end of the year. He still has some issues, but he's testing well. We just wish him good luck and hope he gets better. The second thing was William Byron penalized for a hit on Denny Hamlin that NASCAR missed during the race. Byron was fined 25 points plus $50,000 for spinning Hamlin out, which was missed by the scoring officials. And so that course puts Byron, according to this, 8 points below the cutoff line. Ty Gibbs also driving in the number 23 car for 2311 Racing was fined $75,000 and 25 points for what NASCAR called a retaliatory vehicle contact on pit road with a crew member or official in close proximity. This is his second offense, so that was a pretty big steep hit. And finally, Jimmy Johnson wanted to do double duty in NASCAR and IndyCar racing next year. I'm not a big Jimmy Johnson fan. My wife is, but really don't want him to come back to NASCAR. I don't want to hear about it. So good luck to Jimmy. Don't really care what races you race. If you do, you're going to get beat. NASCAR points as of right now: Joey Logano first, Ryan Chastain second, Kyle Larson third, Ryan Blaney fourth, Denny Hamlin fifth. Then there's a three-way tie between Chase Elliott, Daniel Suarez, and William Byron, who, of course, as we know, was in third, but now has been knocked down to eighth. Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric, Christopher Bell, and Alex Bowman, all four, are in the underneath the chase line, so we'll see what happens there. Cliff had the WWE news, the SmackDown and Raw news, and he'll get that to you next week. There was a lot that happened, but I'm going to go ahead with the AEW news. We start off with Dynamite last week. We had some big matches: Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson for the AEW World title, Claudio Castagnoli versus Chris Jericho for the ROH title. Pac defended against Orange Cassidy for the All Atlantic title. Swerve for Our Glory took on the Acclaim for the AEW tag titles. And Toni Storm defended her women's title in a four-way match against Serena Deeb, Athena, and Dr. Britt Baker. Now, we started off the show with Claudio versus Chris Jericho for the ROH World title. This match was really good. Jericho swore he was going to be an eight-time world champion, and guess what? He is now an eight-time world champion. Chris Jericho defeated Claudio Castagnoli and became an eight-time world champion. This coming Wednesday, he's also going to be having a Jericho Appreciation Society get-together in the ring championship celebration, so stay tuned to that. Next match was the Acclaimed going after the AEW World Tag Team titles against Swerve for Your Glory. Of course, FTR congrats new champs by interrupting the Gun Club. And then, of course, we had the match, which the Acclaimed won the World Tag titles. And, of course, everybody was waiting for the Scissor Me Daddy with the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn. And it was a good match. Next thing that came up was Wheeler Yuta comes out to do an interview, but is interrupted by MJF before he even gets started. The two have a pretty decent back-and-forth talk when all of a sudden Yuta gets in MJF's face. MJF attacks him, and then out from the back comes one of the henchmen that MJF has hired, and they put a pretty good hitting on Wheeler until the refs come out and send him to the back. Next thing we have up is the AEW All-Atlantic Championship matches between Pac and Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy, which a lot of people thought would win this match, ends up falling thanks to Pac grabbing a ring bell hammer and hitting Orange Cassidy in the head, laying him out. And of course, one, two, three, Pac survives and keeps his title. The next up was the ladies' four-way match. Toni Storm ends up winning this match, but what happened that everybody wanted to see and was talking about is as Toni Storm was getting triple teamed, Sierra, a.k.a. Paige from WWE, makes her appearance, comes to the ring, and proclaims this is her house. So that was quite the surprise there. And, you know, the show at this point was really, really good. And then, of course, we lead into our next couple matches. First one up is going to be the very last match. My bad. I thought it was two matches. It was actually one. It was the AEW World Title match with Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson. These two gave a match of the year. I was very, very impressed with this match. Jon Moxley, of course, came out victorious and as your winner. And, of course, Bryan Danielson, classy act, puts the title around his waist and acknowledges that Jon Moxley was the better man that night. So it was a great night for AEW Dynamite. Part of the Grand Slam at Arthur Ashe Stadium. So we go in from there to Rampage. Rampage, once again, was also another great night for professional wrestling in AEW. Of course, the first match that we want to talk about was going to be Sting and Darby Allin versus the House of Black. Let me get this pulled up. In the match, House of Black was doing quite a number on Sting and Darby Allin. Darby Allin actually came off the top of the set onto Brody until they started beating up on Sting. Sting, they tied to a chair and was going to finish him until the great Muta showed up out of nowhere. And Muta, of course, sprayed the green mist into the House of Black's buddy, and he ran into Julia Hart, who went through a table and hit her head on the concrete. It was a pretty bad bump, so we're just hoping that she's okay. Regardless if she's a heel, you still, you know, want the person to be safe. So anyway, Sting and Darby Allin won that match. Next matchup was Hook and Action Bronson. First time they've been together, and they took on Angelo Parker and Matt Menard. And of course, they took that match in pretty stylish fashion. Hook, of course, did his clutch, put the JAC out, and that was that match there. The next match we want to talk about. One second. We're refreshing here. On Rampage, which Rampage was a great show. If you hadn't seen it, you need to go back and watch it. Sting also had an interview with Muta where he said that he would join Muta in his last match over in Japan. Look forward to that. Next match was Wardlow and Samoa Joe. They got together to take on Tony Nese and Josh Woods. This match was very interesting. Of course, as we know, Samoa Joe and Wardlow just basically took it to the young guys. The young guys did, Woods did pretty good, but you just can't beat Samoa Joe and Wardlow. And that match led into Rey Fénix taking on Jungle Boy. This match was an awesome match, flying around, the moves. I mean, you just had to be there to watch it. If you haven't, go back and watch the replays. Jungle Boy did come out on top at the end, beating Rey Fénix, and then Luchasaurus and Christian came down, and of course, they ended up hitting and beating up on Jungle Boy after he had won the match. The next thing we saw was the Jericho Appreciation Society saying that they were going to have their championship congratulation for Jericho on Dynamite. So looking forward to seeing that. Then we go from Eddie Kingston to taking on Sammy Guevara. This match here, I tell you, it just keeps on going when it gets to Eddie Kingston, he is one of the craziest guys I've ever seen in the ring, for sure. This match went back and forth, some crazy freaking moves. You got to give credit to Sammy Guevara. He was able to hang in there, do what he had to do, and in the end, Mad King gets the submission, but that was not the end that he expected. He got attacked. Then, of course, we go to Jade Cargill against DeMonte. This match was okay. I give it a B. Wasn't anything spectacular. And then we end the night with the Golden Ticket Battle Royal, which Hangman Page ends up winning against some very good guys that were in there. One of the highlights was when Private Party and Matt Hardy put apart their issues and came together to reform. Even though they all got thrown out, it was still a very great match. And then we go to our main event with Ricky Starks taking on Powerhouse Hobbs, which Ricky Starks wins. That's it for this week. I do apologize for the issues that we had. We had some video. We had some other things we wanted to talk about and show. But unfortunately, once again, it's like the technical bug wants to hit us. But me and Cliff will get this all resolved and fixed by next week. Hopefully, we'll have either Rep Brandon or Anthony with us, and we'll be able to do the show. I'd like to thank you for listening, and have a blessed night.